Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, September 10th, 2026. If you're looking for something very Maine-y to do today, you may want to head to Searsport, where the Penobscot Marine Museum is hosting a sea shanty sing-along with guest shantyman Stephen Sanfilippo. It's happening today from 3 to 5 p.m. Quote, Penobscot Marine Museum is excited to welcome guest shantyman Stephen Sanfilippo for our September shanty sing-along. He'll lead sea songs and shanties on the concertina, many with catchy choruses for everyone to join in. Drop in for a few songs or stay for the whole time, sing along, or just listen. Stephen will also share stories and background on how shanties were used as work songs at sea. All ages are welcome and no experience is needed. The event is free and donations are welcome. End quote. You can get more information at penobscotmarinemuseum.org. And again, that's happening today from 3 to 5 p.m. The annual Orland River Day is coming up this weekend, and we have received the following information from our sources deep inside the organizing efforts. Thanks, Adina. Quote, the Orland River Day community gathering on September 12, 2026 is a festival with a 50-year tradition in the town of Orland, Maine. Orland River Day celebrates the people of the town as well as the, quote, river that runs through it every day, and, end quote, in the words of E.B. White. The theme of this year's Orland River Day is patriotic ducks. Aside from booth decorations, parade floats are encouraged to follow a yellow rubber ducky theme. The parade starts off at 9:30 from the Orland Community Center. Kids and adults are encouraged to decorate their bikes and scooters and join in. Castine Kayak Adventures, per tradition, will lead the Alewife Paddle, which begins at 8 a.m. at the Alamoosuc Lake Craig Brook Fish Hatchery. For more competitive folks, Macro will hold its fourth annual canoe and kayak race at 11. A shuttle bus will be taking fairgoers from Narramissic Drive up and back from the Orland Community Center from 11 to 3, where a car show and an art show sponsored by the Orland Historical Society will be in progress. The Historical Society Museum will also be open for visitors, and there will be a marine life touch tank area for kids. After the parade, Narramissic Drive will be alive with food and craft vendors, community groups, and special musical performances by Blue Hill Brass and Tidewater Rock Band. Raffles, moxie drinking, and whoopie pie eating contests, a duck dash, and many other activities will continue until 2:30 p.m. The Orland River Day Festival is free and open to all. For more information, rules, and signups for participation events such as the Alewife Paddle, the Macro Canoe and Kayak Race, the Duck Dash, and the Moxie and Whoopie Pie Contests, please see the River Day page on the Town of Orland website, which is townoforland.org, or the Orland River Day Facebook page. You can also call the Orland Town Office at 469-3186. And keeping with the nautical theme, on Sunday afternoon, Friends of Sears Island is offering Making Art in the Wild, a cyanotype and nature stamping workshop with artist Ashley McGuire. Participants will have a chance to learn a variety of printmaking techniques and take home a travel art kit. The workshop is geared towards adults and older kids who can be attentive. That's happening from 1 to 3 Sunday afternoon on Sears Island in Searsport. Registration is required, and there is a $15 fee for materials. You can sign up at tinyurl.com/art-in-the-wild. So art in the wild, just with dashes separating the words. I'll put the link on the archives of today's program. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.